Welcome to Zoni Living. I'm Bonnie Stevens. Today we're talking about how to generate exposure for your company, product, or service. Our guest is Christina Daves. She's a publicity generating powerhouse. Through her company, PR for Anyone, she helps people create exposure for their business. She's the author of two best-selling books on public relations. Together with her clients, they have received more than a billion views and more than $100 million in sales from free publicity. She's also an on-air lifestyle expert, a QVC guest host, and her podcast, Living Ageless and Bold, is ranked in the top 5% of podcasts globally. You're going to love hearing about her journey, and it all started with a broken foot. Please help me meet Christina Daves. Hi, Christina.
Hey, Bonnie. Thanks so much for having me today.
It's so good to see you. I'm honored to have you with us. Now, your story is both wild and brave. When you first got into public relations, you didn't have any experience in marketing and promotions. And it all began about 15 years ago. You were headed to New York City, the epicenter, of course, of fashion. But you had a broken foot and an ugly cast or a boot. And that you had to wear, you had to get around in that. But how did this broken foot change your life?
It really did. My husband and I were on the train, and I've been an entrepreneur forever. So that's all I know. But at the time I had sold my retail store, I was retired, and we were headed to New York, and I'm on the train, medical boot fashions, medical boot accessories, and there was nothing there. And I joke that he literally saw the light bulbs go off over my head and thought, here we go again, another entrepreneurial journey.
Your husband knows you well. So yes. Stepping into your future with a broken foot and a stylish boot now, you knew you had something really special. So you invested everything you had in your new business, and that was called Cast Medic. That had to be incredibly scary.
It was scary. And just hearing you say Cast Medic was one of my biggest mistakes I ever did my business. Because everyone thought, oh, it was so cute because it was my initials, Christina Moldenhauer Daves, Cast Medic Designs.
Oh, wow.
And then, until I was on the Steve Harvey show and he fumbled through it. And I thought, so I eventually rebranded to Heal in Style, which was much easier to say.
That's clever.
It was an incredible journey. It was just a great way to make people feel better. When they recovering from a broken foot, a surgery.
Sure.
I met so many people who were in them for life.
Diabetes,
and they're like, oh my gosh, now it can finally be fashionable.
I didn't think about that. Well, this is like jewelry for your foot or for your cast, right? And that's so much fun. I am amazed you did that. Did you mortgage your house to do that? I mean, it seemed like you were all in. There was no backing out.
No, we did. And this was before 3D printers. And if you were going to do something like this, and I tried to manufacture in the United States, I want to preface everything with that. Nobody wanted to work with me. I couldn't get anybody to manufacture my product. I had templates, I had fabrics. So I had to go overseas. And when you go overseas, you have to order what's called a pallet, which is, 58,000 pieces.
Oh my goodness.
So yes, we went all in.
Wow. So with Cast Medic, you figured out how to be on the air and in the news all across the country to promote your products. And we're talking about major network exposure and being interviewed by some really big celebrities, some household names like Hoda Kotb and Steve Harvey, as we mentioned. And then with what you learned, you created another company, and your husband probably saw that coming too. So PR for Anyone, and that became a huge success.
It was funny. I would go to these entrepreneurial events and, big conferences, and people, you meet people, you break out in groups, and they're like, forget the boot. How are you doing that? Like, I want to know how to do that. Can you teach people how to get on TV, how to get in the media? And I really had no background in it. I literally went to the library and read books and learned as much as I could. And then I systematized it and I figured out what worked for me. And then I tried it for a friend and she ended up on the Dr. Oz show twice in less than 6 days. So I was like, okay, I think I'm onto something now. So I helped some friends out early on, just to make sure it really worked, and the rest is just history.
Gosh, boy, what a track record. Well, you've also written two best-selling books, PR for Anyone and the DIY Guide to Free Publicity. In PR for Anyone, there it is, you offer more than 100 ways to easily, you say, create a buzz. So I'll ask you if you can give us three.
Yeah, and I actually marked some down. So this book, just so everybody knows, is the original book updated with case studies.
Okay.
Because I figured if we could go through and I could show you, like some people are just visual learners. Like if I could show you exactly how that client did it, it might be like, oh, I can do this.
Wow,
Okay.
yeah.
Let's see. So the three that I picked is if you build it, they will come. You need to build your brand. So important, especially now, post-COVID. Everybody went online. This book was written pre-COVID, but a lot of this stuff is still really important. And the brand piece is more important now. People have to know who you are, what you stand for, who you help, and how you help them. And guess what? You have to do it like that. So building that brand and that authenticity and who you are is really, really important. Tip number 16 is always provide value first. Whenever you pitch the media, you always have to put it in the perspective of what's the value to their audience? Why should they put you on? What are you going to do? At the end of the day, they don't care about Christina Daves, their guest expert, their guest host, whoever I am. It's what can I give to their audience? So anytime you think about PR, think about that. And then at the very end of the book, I have little kitschy phrases for everything, but it's I think I can, I think I can. So it's so important to believe in yourself. You have a gift. You have a unique gift that it's almost your job to share it with as many people as you can. And media is that opportunity to allow you to share your gift with the world. So be confident in what you do. You're not going to pitch something that you don't know about. You're going to pitch about your expertise, what you're good at, and go for it and share your gift with the world.
I really like that. And I talk to people about it's really a responsibility. You're given this gift, you need to share it and you need to get the word out about it. I also liked your brand and how you have to really be prepared. And I think we were talking about QVC earlier, and QVC, I think about the people that have their products on there, and then, oh my gosh, overnight they have sold 300,000 products. And are they ready for that kind of attention or whatever the number is?
It's and I talk about this a lot with clients before you get media exposure. If you think of, the steals and deals on like the Today
Sure.
Show and America, and I have seen it happen so many times. I actually had bought my husband something I saw on Shark Tank. They were on Good Morning America. My girlfriend knew I loved the product, but their website crashed.
Oh, boy.
So you
Yeah.
have to be ready if the big one calls. And I actually had an old friend who Oprah wanted her in the magazine for her product. And she's like, I can't handle the orders. I can't do it.
No.
She had to, though. It would have ruined her. Because this is what's going to happen. If you fill orders, if you accept orders that you can't fill, nobody's ever going to order from you again. So it's almost better doing it at your pace and scale when you're ready to scale. And you might have to say to Oprah, I hope I can come back in a year. But
Wow.
that's better than
Than
ordering something
epic
because
failure in front of everybody. Yeah. Well, I just find that so fascinating because I'm sure that happens a lot. And I think the way we think, and when you put somebody in the spotlight, people are always thinking, what if I fail? What if I make a mistake? But we should almost be worried about what if I succeed? What if I'm a major hit? What if this goes viral and crazy and it's a bestseller? Am I ready for that?
right. And you have to think, most people watching you on TV or reading about you, and let's just use TV because that's usually live, they don't
Sure.
want to see you fail. And you have
Right.
to be ready for it. You've got to roll with the punches. I do a lot of lifestyle segments, and I remember several times like opening an avocado. I was like, no, you can't use that. Or trying to do something in a watermelon, and it just like, you know how you get a super soft watermelon? It's like, well, that that product's not going to work in that soft watermelon. So you joke about you're on, you did live TV, you joke about you're on live TV and you move on.
Anything
99%
happens.
Of the time it works, but...
Right. That's one of my tips. You know, you make a mistake, something goes wrong, don't get hung up on it. Just keep moving on, keep moving forward. Well,
yeah.
You're also an on-air lifestyle host. I wanted to bring us back to that. Please give us an example of what you promote and where we can find you.
Yeah. So I do a lot of local. I'm based out of DC. So Okay. Every month you'll see me on Good Day DC or Good Morning Washington or both. In any given month. What I like to do, which is really fun, is when I speak about PR, I love to go to a city that I've never been to. The last time I went to Denver, I did it. And I pitched highlighting local inventors from the Denver area, products that had gone national.
Oh, fun.
And got on TV the day before. And then when I went to give my presentation, I could say, hey, I've never been to Denver before, but I got on TV. So people appreciate that I walk the walk and I show them it's not that hard. You just have to learn the process and build out a strategy.
Oh, great. Well, let's back up a little bit. Before this extraordinary success that you've had, you didn't have any broadcasting experience. So what superpower did you have that thrust you into the spotlight like a pro with confidence and grace and the utmost of professionalism?
It's funny that you asked that because I never took public speaking. I had never spoken on a stage before, but I went on the Steve Harvey Show and my first television appearance ever. I was so nervous. I called my friend who's a hypnotist. I had gotten on, it was a contest, kind of like Shark Tank. And I called him. I'm like, you have to hypnotize me. I cannot do this.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Great advice. The first thing he said is, Christina, nobody wants to see you fail. Just like I said, and I have taken that tried and true and I share that with my clients. And I got there, it was a studio audience and I looked up and there was this beautiful black woman, probably in her late 60s. I swear she was Mrs. Santa Claus. Like she just had this twinkle in her eye and her red sweater and she just smiled at me. And it was like this, you got this girl.
Oh,
got this. And I still can see her face clear as day. And it was 2010. I wish I knew who she was to thank her for just giving me that confidence. And I just had so much fun with it but you do have to do your homework. When I finally got on local TV in DC and I pitched for months and months and months and finally got the yes, but I recorded everything on that program. I saw how they did segments, how the camera angles were, how the people talked. If this is what you want to do, do that homework, because when I went in, I knocked it out of the park and they came right away and they said, the control room loves you. Come back anytime.
Come back. That's the golden ticket. You know, there's more to talk about. I love that. And I also love that you mentioned, you know, when you're putting all that energy out there, it feels like when you're preparing, it's all on you. It's all on you. If you mess up, it's all on you. If you forget your lines, whatever it is. But we forget that there's also a host or somebody interviewing you. And your success is also their success. But I love the feedback part because whenever I'm getting ready for an onstage presentation, I often forget about the part that you get so much love coming back at you, that feedback. And that just energizes you and helps you think of other things that you hadn't practiced. And it's so much better. It's so much more spontaneous. But I think that's a huge tip that you've got to remember. It's not all on your shoulders, this event that you do. And keep an eye on the people that are smiling back at you. That's so powerful. And
everybody makes mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
That's normal. I mean, we're all going to slip up on a word if you're giving a talk, like you said. And don't have it so memorized that if you forget something, you're done. Like it'll throw you off. You've got to be able to roll with the punches. And you can even say, I watched this woman speak once. And it was one of her first talks she ever gave. And she got stuck. And she said, oh my gosh, I totally just went blank. Have you ever just frozen? And she's like, now my mouth is dry. She was so real. And then she got it back and she was phenomenal.
Who?
So,
well,
be real.
If you can be real, you can be human and you are just honest. And then, as you said, nobody wants to see you fail, and everybody's on your team. You know, everybody's rooting for you, which if you can even, I find if I can even laugh at something, it eases me so much that if I get in, and I've had all of those, you know, the cotton mouth and the running out of breath and the forgetting the everything. And but if you can just relax yourself and go with it and go with and have fun, try to have fun. I think that's some of the best things. At least they work for me if I'm getting uptight or I'm feeling a little out of place or something. Well, one of the things, another thing that I adore about you, Christina, is how you are pioneering the way for women to use their power at all ages. So your podcast, Living Ageless and Bold, demonstrates how women are being successful, healthy, strong, and very much a participant in the world in their 50s, 60s, and beyond. Tell us how your guests inspired you and others.
They are incredible. So some of these women were pushed out of corporate in their 50s. Maybe they were stay-at-home moms and chose that career path, because as we all know, if you're a mom, that is a career in itself.
Yes.
But these second or third chapters, and they just have so much purpose and so much passion and no fear, really, because we've seen it all.
Yeah.
Whether you did the corporate route or the mom route, you have seen it all. You're not afraid of no, you're not afraid of it not working out. You're like, all right, I'll figure it out. I'll go, this didn't work, let's try this. So they're just incredible women that I just feel honored to be able to share their stories.
Oh, so much fun. I really enjoy it. What is next for Christina Daves?
If you had asked me 2 years ago if I would do a podcast, I would have said absolutely not, because I was... People have been asking me, oh, you should do a podcast on PR. I'm like, oh, I don't, so much work. I don't. And then I found this, and it is truly a passion, and I just love it. So my big dream with this is, whether it's a documentary, a docuseries, I want more people to be able to learn about everyday women who are changing the world and how they did it. You know, they didn't start out this way. What was their path? And hearing those stories, the reinvention journeys, is just incredible. And I would love to see it on a larger platform or a larger stage so we could share it with younger women too, because it's so inspirational.
Christina Daves, what a joy to know you. You are an incredible inspiration and champion for women. Thank you so much for sharing your publicity tips and stories with us on Zoni Living.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was really special. I loved being here.
We loved having you here, and we can't wait to see what happens next. You can find Christina Daves at christinadaves.com. That's also where you can purchase her books, PR for Anyone and the DIY Guide to Free Publicity. And be sure to listen to her podcast, Living Ageless and Bold. I have no doubt you will be informed and inspired. I love Christina Daves' story and how she has gone from no media experience to massive exposure and success, first with her own innovations and then with other business owners and entrepreneurs. What a testament to the power of intention, optimism, and determination. I hope you've been inspired to step up, with a broken foot or not, into greater visibility. This is Zoni Living, Business, Adventure, and Leadership. I'm Bonnie Stevens.